Tsungai Masendege is a certified financial planner and CEO of Moms and Money. Tsungai, lovely to have you back on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning to all your wonderful listeners this day.
Now, a few moments ago, I was throwing forward a go to the topic, which is how to get a 13th check from SARS this tax season, and everybody's attention propped up. So how does one get a 13th check from SARS?
Don't we all want money from the receiver of the revenue? So my key tip number one in terms of helping you to get your 13th check from the receiver of revenue is to make sure that you submit your RA or retirement annuity tax contribution certificate. So regardless of whether or not you actually earn more than 300,000 Rand and would ordinarily not need to do your tax submission, if you have a retirement annuity, make sure that you do submit the tax returns, because the fantastic news is when you contribute to your retirement annuity, your contributions are tax deductible, meaning that you get some when you submit the tax returns.
And I suppose it is important, is it not, to get a tax consultant who will help you identify these benefits? Because I've often said, you know, paying 600 Rand for an hour can often gain you so much more money back from SARS.
Oh, absolutely. And it's all about return on investment, like you said. If you can ask a specialist or a qualified, competent individual to look at the tax affair so that they can make you more money, why not spend that little if you can get more out of it?
What are the obvious low-hanging fruit, Tsunga? You've made reference to a few of them, but if I do then pay 600 Rand, whatever the hourly rate is, to a tax consultant, I'm sure it's much less than that. What am I asking for in order to then draw the benefit of that 13th check, as you call it?
Fantastic. So the second low-hanging fruit would be your medical aid contribution. So anytime you contribute towards your medical aid, you get what we call medical aid tax credits, and these can actually also contribute to your 13th check. So when you appoint a tax practitioner, the idea is for them to allow them to look at all the opportunities for either a tax deduction, right, or where you can actually reduce your expenses against any sort of income you earn during the year, or like I said, to actually find opportunities for them, opportunities for you to get cash back from SARS. So the key mind that you're going to give the tax practitioner is, where can I be saving on taxes? Where can I be saving on taxes? What can I submit to SARS that will either help reduce my expenses, help reduce tax deductibility, or help me in terms of getting money back at the end of the day?
And of course, perhaps in another time, we'll have a more detailed conversation. But once you get that money back from SARS, don't spend it on shoes and holidays. Rather look for sensible places to either invest that money or get rid of the debt, which is most important.
Absolutely, Africa. And my personal favorite is your tax-free savings account. So if you get that money back from SARS, put it into your tax-free savings account. It's a double whammy. You get money from SARS, you keep on growing your nest egg. You get money from SARS, you keep on growing your nest egg. And the best part is all the returns in your nest egg using your tax-free savings account are all tax-free. And the growth is phenomenal.
Tsungai, thank you very much. It's always such a pleasure to chat to you. Tsungai Masendege, certified financial planner, as well as CEO of Moms and Money, reflecting with us on how you can best get a 13th check from SARS.